Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Austin Reinhart with the Knoxville Firefighters Association about a donation that will be put towards a special washing machine that will help firefighters prevent cancer.
And you received a donation from the family of Lori Johnner, who recently passed away. Just tell us about that donation, and then there's also a special use for this that it's kind of important to the fire department.
The family left us a donation out of her memorial fund. We received a check from the family. We thought this donation would be best used. We've been looking at a turnout gear washer. It's a industrial-grade wash machine that allows us to wash our turnout gear, or bunker gear as some might call it, to help get rid of a lot of the cancer-causing carcinogens. There's studies out there, especially from the CDC. Firefighters are between 30 and 50% more likely to obtain different types of cancer, depending on which form you look at. So to continue to provide a high-quality service to Knox, we want to make sure our members are safe.
And having this washing machine will actually help to prevent some of those types of cancers and remove some of those carcinogens from the gear.
So currently, we've taken a garden hose or some sort of hose to wash off our gear. We'll hose off the air packs, we'll clean everything up. The studies are showing that we just aren't getting them clean enough and can't get them clean enough just by a normal hand wash. And a normal washing machine soap just wouldn't get them clean. So we've got to use a special machine with a special soap just so we can make sure to keep ourselves from getting this cancer.
This is something you kind of mentioned that the association is dealing with because there just hasn't been in the budget for it.
That's correct, Kate. It's money's tight regardless of where you're at currently. We're all on pretty tight budgets. The association's goal is it's a support group for not only our members but for the department as a whole. It's one more item that we need to do our jobs and to do them safely. So if we want to make sure that our guys are taken care of, if the money's not there, we're going to fundraise, we're going to do things to make sure we get it there.
So for this project, $4,000 is going to come from the association, $4,000 from the Firefighters Memorial Fund, and then you received this donation from the Memorial Fund for Lori Johnner. But there's still a little bit of a gap there because, as you said, we're still looking for about $10,000 to really make this project go and keep firefighters safe.
Well, that's correct, Cade. Like I said, it depends on what washer you get, but cost of buying this washer, maintaining it, supplies, you know, that's definitely going to put us above where we're at. We're currently getting $500 from Laura's memorial that was left to the association. That's being put towards our $4,000 half of the gear washer. The other half will be coming from the memorial fund that's separate from the association but still able to be used by the fire department.
Just some statistics here. You said the CDC has basically shown that firefighters are getting cancer at a much higher rate than other people. And these types of cancers, you mentioned bladder cancer, testicular cancer. I mean, some really serious consequences for not having this equipment.
The CDC had not only looked at those who were affected by the cancer, but they looked at death rates that would put people out of work, how many of them were able to make a full recovery. So they looked at more than just whether cancer happened or not. You know, okay, to finish this up, we'd love to give a thank you to the Johnner family and all the other families that have donated in the past. These contributions are key to us being able to do the things that we do for the members of the department and the city and the community as a whole. So once again, thank you to the Johnner family, all the help they provided.
Thanks again to Austin Reinhart. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLX.com.